From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God, to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Affect our lives, and that you will not allow us to leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You may please be seated. Wow. This is my first Wednesday here for the year. Are you not excited to see me tonight? Okay. All right, so why didn't you invite your friends to come and see me tonight? Tell them there's a latest bishop around. Why don't you want to come to church with me? Amen. Wednesday nights have changed in Jesus' name. Amen. I said from tonight, Wednesday evenings here are different. Amen. All right. Now, so I'm sure you are aware that I am going to be full-time here. Again. Amen. So every Wednesday, by the grace of God, I'm going to be with you here. Amen. All right? You are clapping. Hey, you know what has come into your mind? I hope you understand what I'm saying. Yeah. And then, of course, because I've always been a pastor, except that you thought that I left you. You thought that I'd left, but I've always been the pastor here. This is a church I've pastored for over 12 years. Mm-hmm. So I can't leave the church. You, rather, was the one who actually left me in your mind. You see, so, and then Sunday mornings from the 21st of January, isn't it? 21st of January. Is it 21st? Yeah, 21st of January, I'm going to be here. Early rain service from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Amen. Yeah, it's going to be fantastic as well. And then we'll have our second service from 10 till 12. But I won't be preaching during the second service. So we have two services here on Sunday morning. And then Wednesday evening, we'll have our meetings here also. Thursday evenings, I'm going to be with you. After your home cell meetings, I'll be meeting you as well. That's what I do as a pastor. Listen, how many of you remember that? We used to be here Thursday late nights. And then Fridays, we have all-night anti-British campaigns. Anti-British campaigns every Friday night. But are you excited to see me here praying Friday night with you? Yeah. You better come. You must come. When you come, you know what we used to do here, no? You know what we used to do. All right. So you enjoy yourself, yeah. So you must come. And then the last Friday, I'm introducing what I call the overflow weekends. Overflow weekends. I told you I'm back. You can feel that I'm back. All right. If you can't feel it, there's something wrong. I'm introducing from not this month, but next month, after the fast, February, the first weekend in February, I'm introducing what I call the overflow weekends. Overflow weekends. You know what it means? You don't know what it means? It means overflow. Yeah. I think it's every quarter, is it end of the month or every quarter? What did I say? And every quarter. It's every quarter, rather. Every quarter, there's an overflow weekend, which will mean shepherd's training all night, Friday night. All right? And then it will mean Saturday business meetings from Saturday afternoons. And then Sunday, there's something that I can say here right now. So every once a quarter, so March, the last weekend in March, we have our Friday overflow weekend. So we have a Friday from 9 o'clock. I'll teach until morning time. And then we'll go and sleep and come back for a business meeting. All right? And then the Sunday, there's something after church. So we'll look at that also. Are you excited about overflow weekends? It comes once every quarter. You don't want to miss it at all. All right? Wonderful. So, yeah, things are going to start happening in this place. Amen. We serve a God, so we have to make sure that wherever we are, God is also there and there are things happening in a place. So I said there are things happening in a place. All right. Please, how many people do you have in the choir? Proper registered members of the choir. How many people? Okay, we'll do this after church. So the strangers will go and then the children will stay. And I will do all them fancy things that we do. Amen. I said amen. All right. Now, tonight I want to talk about something that is on my heart as we are looking at our Fasting 5-7 book, The Anointed and His Anointing. Somebody say with me, The Anointed and His Anointing. We say it one more time, The Anointed and His Anointing. Wonderful. One of the things that I want to make it very, very clear to you, and I want you to really decide in your heart to pursue for the rest of your life, is the anointing. There's something called the anointing. Do you get it? It is something you must pursue in life. Now, if you're a Christian, you have to think like a Christian. You see, me, if I was a businessman, I'll do business good. I'll sell any and everything. I tell you, including human beings, I'll sell them. It is called what? Human trafficking in Libya. Yeah. You have to understand that whatever you want to do in this life, you have to do it with all your heart. I personally don't like people who don't like doing things well. I don't like people like that. I like people who like to do things well with their heart, deep from within. If you are not like that, you and I, we are not friends. And we will not be friends. You understand what I'm telling you? Mm-hmm. So, one of the important things in ministry, in life, or in the life of a Christian, in the life of a minister, is the anointing. So the book actually talks about the person who has this thing, the anointed, and what he carries. It is what a person carries that is what actually makes an impact and a difference. The Bible says the man's gift makes room for him, isn't it? And it brings him before a great man. So, if you ever want to serve God and serve it well, if you ever want to do anything in the house of the Lord and do it well, what I will advise you, what I'll recommend to you, is that go for the supernatural element that makes things work. Yeah. Let's go into the Bible. Jesus said in Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. So we are still in the book. If you have it, if you don't have it, buy it online. Otherwise, you wait for the order that we have placed. You get a copy. The Bible says that Jesus said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, isn't it? Because He
hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Listen to what he says again in verse 18. This is Jesus Christ. This is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He is saying that there is something upon me. There is something upon me. It is that something that when Elijah was ready to depart this earth, and he asked his servant Elisha, "What do you want me to do for you before I go?" Then Elisha, who began to think, so Elijah drives what car? Land Cruiser Prado? He lives where? In Pradoville 3. That's where I live. I live in Pradoville 3 now. There's a 3 now. I don't know if you know. Prince has bought a house lot there. I don't know who sold it to him. Yeah, we're neighbors. Yeah, neighbors. What Elisha told Elijah is that I want a double portion of the Spirit upon your life. Ladies and gentlemen, let us not be deceived. What do you really want in life? What are you really after? Ask your neighbor. Ask your neighbor. What are you really looking for? Ask your neighbor. Pastors, ask your neighbors. Stop reading the Bible. Look at me when I'm preaching. Mm-hmm. Don't read the Bible. I am reading the Bible for you. You should look at. Everybody should look at me when I'm preaching. Oh, don't look anywhere. If you look anywhere, it means there's something wrong about you. You have to look at my face. I'm the one preaching. Just in case here when they preach, you don't look up. I'm preaching now. You have to look at me. I'm the real deal. Yeah. Oh, you have to look at me. Why can you not look at me when I'm preaching? Yeah. Hey, Josh, you don't agree with what I'm saying? Yeah, Joshua agrees with what I'm saying. Ask your neighbor, what are you really looking for in Christ? What are you looking for? What did they say? Please tell me. Bishop wants to know, so please tell me so that. Who said that? Yeah. If she had said a husband, I would have believed it. So you should have said, she said husband first and then anointing second. I would have believed that any day. Anointed to maintain the husband when he comes. Yeah. What did your friend say? What did your neighbor say? What did they say? Hey, Masha, you don't have a neighbor. Hey, this housing scheme, people have not moved there yet. Okay, don't worry. Can you tell me what your neighbor said? Sorry? He said anointing. Yeah. He said what? Oil. Cooking oil. Fried oil. I want to hear real. Don't lie in the church. Yeah, Kechi. He said to be fruitful. Who said that? Yeah. I want real thing. I want real thing. Money. Who said that? Oh, your neighbor. But you. No. I want your neighbor to say it. Pastor Kim, what did your wife say? She's not sure what she wants in life. I see. He didn't hear your answer. She's protesting now. He said you didn't hear her answer. He said you didn't say anything. Somebody should tell me something. Sorry? What? Connecting. What? GTNT or internet? Wi-Fi? What's it? Bluetooth? Connected flight. Frankfurt, Tobago. Accra, Addis. Let's see, you are not being real. All the answers you are saying is not true. That is why we are really not going anywhere also. Because, you see, we are not even truthful about our intentions. If you say that, me, it is marriage, that's why I came here. I will shake your hand. I'll give you Granger right now. Yeah. If Jalana will tell me, Bishop, I'm here for a husband, I will give her a Granger. Because then I will understand that's why she's not doing anything much in the church. Because she didn't come to do anything. She came to look for a husband. Because you who says that you came to be fruitful, please don't start. Let us not start about talk about this spiritual. No. You say you want anointing? What do you mean by anointing? If I've not mentioned anointing, do you think you even remember that there's something called anointing? What are you after in this Christian life, Anita McLean?
Bishop, I would like to get married.
You like to get married? Yes. Good. To your child father or somebody else?
My child father.
Your child father at home.
You like the child.
You. So you want him to marry you?
Yes,
so stop sitting on the bike, no? You gotta drop you to walk. She says she wants her child father to marry her. It's real. It's real. That's why she won't bring people to church. Because that's not her aim. And you too, it's the same thing. I said that you don't want to be truthful. You want to? What do you want? You want to what? A car? But you have a car. You are not happy with the car I've given you. I see. You see? Some people are not happy with the car they have. Some people don't have cars. So, Vanetta, do you have a car you're driving? Oh. It would be a nice if Pastor Kate will bless you with a vehicle, isn't it? Will you not be happy?
It would be better for me.
Ah, Lord! And there are some people who have some and they say they are believing God for an upgrade. I think I want Reverend Ralph Rada to tell me about upgrade and Reverend Issa to tell me about upgrade.
Lay your hands.
No, that is a very, very interesting thing I'm asking you. Because that is the reason why we are where we are. Because we are not being truthful about our intentions. And we are also not doing what is expected of us. So we are left in the middle. Should I say it again? I'm saying that. We are not being truthful about why we are here. That is why we are also not following the things that God is leading us into. And that now makes us be at limbo. It's like we are not going anywhere. We're in the middle. Because what we want is not happening. And what you are being led into, you also don't want it. No, I want to beg you to hear something. That you either go for what is real in the church and in the kingdom of God, or you die trying. Isn't that what they say? They write at the back of their cars. What do they say? Get rich quick or you die try. I will not say get, I will say get the anointing. Or die trying in life. Yeah. Or die trying in life. Die trying in life. And our problem is going to be based on the fact that what we want to achieve, we cannot achieve it because we are not looking for that which will make us achieve what we want to achieve. Jesus said it. He said that there is something that is upon me that is making me do the things that I am doing. Elisha walked with Elijah. And he realized that there was something upon the man that was making the man do the things he was doing. So he said, you know what, I don't want to be deceived. When I walk with this man, I see moments where he's like supernatural. And I see moments where he's very natural and normal. So when I put the two together, I realize that there are moments where it's like something is different about him. Should I say it again? It's like Jesus Christ. The disciples walk with Jesus, and then one day they say, you know what, teach us how to pray. Because they saw that the guy could go to the mountains and he won't come until morning. And then they wonder, so is it only prayer that's what he's praying? How could somebody just go and pray all night like that? I mean, you and me, we will pray 5 minutes, 10 minutes, even 1 hour prayer meeting between 12 and 1, you don't come. Completed in the morning, 7:30, completed 7:30. 6 hours later. Are you listening to what I'm saying? All the people who work with anointed men and women, they were able to analyze the people when the anointing was in operation and when the anointing was not in operation. They were able to analyze that. They realized that this guy, there are moments where he does things that I can't comprehend. Like Jesus, he was with the disciples and he left them, you know, and they were looking for him in the middle of the night. Then they see some white figure walking on the sea. And then all of them are afraid. And they said, it's a ghost. And then Jesus said, ghosts don't have flesh. They don't have flesh. Then Peter said, wow, Jesus, is it you? He said, yeah, it's me. He said, okay, if it's you, then bid me to come to thee. Now, this same Jesus is the guy who you walk with, you chat with, and then you eat with. And then at one point you see him walking on the sea. Now, those moments must really minister to you. And it must have ministered to the disciples as well as all the anointed men of God in the Bible and the people who follow them. That they realize that this man and this guy, there is something about them that it doesn't seem to be something that is constant. But when that thing comes, something else happens. Those moments, they cherish those. That's why Elisha said, you know what? I am not a fool. I am not deceived. If you are going, there's one thing I want. Your jacket. Because I know there's a type of jacket when you put on, you look different. There's something about you, it changes. He said, what the blue? when I see you with a mantle, there's something about a mantle when you have it on. Things change about you. He says, if you're going to leave me here on earth, I will not see you anymore. Then I want that thing that is able to do whatever magic it does. I need that. Whatever is upon you, whatever spirit you have that makes you do what you do, I want that. Jesus said the same thing. He said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he has anointed me to preach the gospel. So even as a home cell leader, you are joking if you don't go for the anointing. That's why your home cell is not working. That's why your meeting in that small house is supposed to be a meeting that is revival, that is supernatural, that brings people to Christ, that makes people's eyes open, that people get connected to God. But your meeting is boring. And then you come and say, oh, the people, it's the people, it's the people, the people, the people, the people, it's the people, the people, everything is the people. Everything is the people. Let me tell you that you are dry. And I've told you that if it wasn't because of anointing upon my life, I would not be standing here today. And I told you about it. The Bible says in Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with what? Power. Diane, you need power. Let me tell you, if you are going to be a Christian with power. Amen. If you are going to be a minister of Jesus Christ, you must be one with power. Amen. Otherwise, there's no use of you. You will not last. Because the things that go on in this life, you finish. You finish one time. You will finish. You will finish. That marriage that you're looking for, it will just disappear right in front of your eyes. That money that you think you're going to get, oh please, you know what a mirage is? You'll be living a miraculous life. Because all the things that you and I are looking for, Jesus said, if you seek me first, I will give the rest to you. Kizia, seek me first, I'll give the rest to you. Anointing is a real deal. So the Bible says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And that is what made him go about doing good. You want to do good? It's anointing. And I'm saying that, let us be honest. Are we going to be honest? Are we going to be honest? Sweetie, I don't know you. What's your name? Renette. Renette? Wow. Pleasure. My name is Bishop. Renetta. Okay. Let us be honest. All of us like to go to a place where we will benefit. Beneficial relationships. We do not like to connect and contact and be with people who don't benefit us. We are by default people like that because we are selfish. We want to do well. We want to feel good all the time. So I was telling the church in Wales yesterday, I said, when I was growing up, there was only one guy, there was only one house that had a video cassette recorder. VCR, Akai, with a long remote control with a corded microphone. So even though it's remote, but it has a wire between the remote and the deck. You never seen something before. You were born the other day. It's not wireless. No, it was corded. There was a cord between the remote and the deck. So if you want to use the remote, because they had not developed to have the remote talk to the system. So they had to have a cable go inside. There was no wireless. This wireless thing was not there. You have to be connected properly. So this house was a house that all of us would go to all the time as children. Because we are going to watch video. That my friend, his father used to go to London, and then he had this whole pack of James Bond films, James Bond movies. Goldfinger, You Only Live Twice, 00, yeah, the Spy Who Loved Me, Moonraker, and what? Secret Service, You Only Live Twice, like that. We watch it from morning till night. Then my mother will be looking for me. He'll say, where is he? Where is he? When you go to people's house, you don't want to come home? Hello, come in. And then he'll knock the back of your head like that. Okay. You want to watch video? Yeah. I was 10, 11 years old then. I was up to 10, 11 years. Every day, when we're on vacation, if you're looking for me, you find me there. Somebody said, I'm watching James Bond.
Ladies, don't you want a man who can take care of you? Yeah. Anita, thank you very much. All these girls, they are not saying it. Renata is not saying it.
There is not a single lady here who doesn't like a man who has, let us not say as it all, but at least
something. Renata, something can buy you a phone that thinks. Because there are some phones who don't think. Yeah. Yeah, they are dunce phones. Phones that are dunces.
No, we are like that. We gravitate towards the places and the people who seem to have things that will benefit us. So my question is, if you are a Christian, why don't you also behave the same way? Because if we are looking for something to benefit us as human beings, then when we become Christians, then we must also really realize that it is an anointed person, an anointed place, that is where I must be interested in. Because it is anointing that makes the whole difference. That's why Jesus used to have a lot of people follow him. How many people follow you? When they do elections, it's almost 50%. It's about 3,000-5,000 difference. You can't win landslide 54%, 55%, 60%. No, it's Mugabe and Co. who win 60% and 90%. These latest politicians, yeah, 45%, 50%, 49%. And then they are going for a second part contest. This and that. Round two. Because they don't have what it takes for anybody to follow them. But Jesus, he said, the Spirit, could you believe Jesus takes 5,000 men to a restaurant? How many people can he take to a restaurant? Granny, how many people can he take to a restaurant? One. I'm sure it's a little boy you can take to a restaurant, not even a real. Which restaurant? Campton. Roadside restaurant. Them old minibuses standing by the roadside where they've opened the trunk there with this thing with boxes of food inside. That's what you call restaurant. $1,000, you get food, drink, everything together. Yeah. Think about it. 5,000 men, excluding women and children, he took them to a restaurant. They ate so much so that the buffet, I mean, there was excess. Is it not sometimes food, if we don't have food in our house, that we have problems? Hey, he gets 2 fishes and 5 loaves. And you could eat it for the rest of your life. That's what he did with the manna. Manna used to fall. They don't have to do anything. It just happens. Is it not these things we are looking for? Let me tell you. That which will make us who we want to be, it is the anointing. It is the supernatural power, the supernatural presence. That is what will make us cruise in life. If you don't believe me, then don't come to church again, please. Because I don't know what else to tell you. It is anointing that makes the difference. Let's look at it here. Let's look at it right in our church. My wife whispered to me, she said, hey, tonight people have come by. I said, oh, really? She said, yeah. I said, oh, really? That hurts me very bad.
You wait and see how Wednesdays is going to become. You right here, right before your eyes, right here, you see how Wednesdays is going to be. And that is what you have to look at carefully and see, you know what? This guy, this African guy, this Renata, shop. He there's something about him. Yes, I can also be casual. But sometimes, well, when I take off the coat and the suit and things and I'm in my book talk, you don't even know who I am. In fact, when you see me, you will not even believe it's me. One day, I went to drop my son to school. And, you know, these push girls, they passed my house and they dropped this slip that I had a package at the Isla Penitence post office. So I said, oh, that one is just right here. So, you know, them boys, they go home late. And when they're waking up, they don't want to wake up to go to school. So you got to be behind them. So in all the rush, I was wearing a three-quarter pants. I just jumped into my car and drove him to school. So when I was coming, I said, oh, this package, let me just pass the post office and pick it up. So right there by Mandela, this gas station, the Rubies, I stopped and I walked into the post office. First time I've done something like that in my 12-year stay here in this country. I said, oh, nobody will see me. Then I entered, and lo and behold, the person who's helping me is Ivo's sister. When I see the face now, I say, oh my God. If I could have just, no, slow motion. But I've gone back. So I have this, did whatever. They didn't even give me the package. They said, oh, take this slip and go to GPO. So I said, ah. If you don't have the package, don't send me a slip. Let the person who has the package send me the slip. When I take the slip, I go straight to who can give me the slip. Prince. If they don't believe in you, then they should close down the post office there. If they can't send my package to Israel, because that is why that system was created. That people wouldn't have to go to a central place, decentralization. So I can go to Isla Penitence and get my package, get whatever I want. But I don't know which black man or black woman came and spoiled the thing to the extent that you have to go to the local post office and they have to give you another slip for you to go to GPO. If it's GPO, why don't you just let me go there one time? Then what is your use? GPO, they are so diplomatic and so pompous that they can't send me a letter. They have to send it to you for you to also run around in the morning and come and put it in my box. It takes about 4 weeks to 4 months. In the same town here. It's like they're telling the Easter, tell him that he has a package. You can't tell me? Who is you? You can't tell me that I have a package yourself. So after the business, I didn't get a package. So I was even vexed. I said, why do you waste my time? Then I went home in my corner. Then I think a day or two, the next time when we came to service, you know, I was interacting. Then Everett said, Bishop, please tell me if it's true. I said, what do you mean? She said, my sister said she saw you in three-quarter pants. I told my sister it was not you. It cannot be you. My sister said, girl, I see the man with my own eyes. He was like, please, tell me it's not you. I said, where was my twin brother? It was my twin brother. That was the first and my last time I jumped out of the vehicle. Because if you see me in my three-quarter pants, the prince says he doesn't want to see. And that is the real thing. Because when you see me in my normal moment, you don't even know who I am. You're not even. You can use the hair. Collins, what's that? It's true. That's how wives suffer from familiarity. Because they see it.
In fact, it is they who even either give you, open the gate for you or close the gate. It is they who, they're the only ones that you beg in the night for some small 2-minute comfort.
You know how it is. As for a woman, power should never be given to a woman. So when the woman gets the power, then you see how they do with it. Yeah, then they abuse the power. I think I sent you a video some time ago. Hey, there's an old man. I think somebody came to his area. The wife killed the husband. I think next door neighbor killed the husband. And so the news people went around. They were, you know, asking for a report. So, what do you know about this case? And he said, that man? It's a very serious man. This is a very serious case. They said, okay, so what advice do you have? He said, the man, he made a mistake. He should have married 2 women. He said, 1 wife? No. And he did something. No. He said, it is because the man had only 1 wife. That's why he's dead now. Then he went on to say, if the man had 2 wives, at least the other one would have fought for the man. And he said, girl, I see how you're moving. You can't kill him. If you don't want him, galang, I want him. God. He said, at least the other one would have fought for him. He said, 2 wives, balance the equation. An old traditional African man sitting somewhere. He said, that's why I have 2 wives. He said, 2, balance. Yeah. He said, you see, my son, I've told him he has 1. I've been telling him, I'm asking him, when are you getting the second one? Some old men, they have ideas. So I tell you, thank God for the Bible. That's the thing, because when you see the anointed in a different way, you can easily become confused. That's why Ham became confused when he saw Daddy. So try, and so God has actually given you an example here. I'm talking about identifying the anointing. And the mystery about this anointing is that you will not, even though it's mysterious, it is upon somebody. It is with somebody. It is on somebody's life. So if you will agree with what the Bible is telling us, that anointing is the main thing for us in this life and in this our ministry, then what you need to do is to find where to locate the anointing. You know what has made pharmaceutical companies rich now? You know how these companies came about? Those who make paracetamol and make these painkillers. It's Bush. It's Bush. If you know a grandmother or something, he say you are not feeling well, they say Bush. Bush medicine. The white man has sat down and realized that what is in the leaf of that tree is a compound. Miguel, do you remember your science diploma? It's this compound. Right? So they try like Chinese. Somebody went to China and was evangelizing, asked somebody, a Chinese. He said, do you know Jesus? He said, no, but if you bring me a copy, I can make more for you. Just give me one. I'll give you more. Yeah, I'll produce more for you. I don't know him, but if you give me one, I'll give you a container load of Jesus. Jesus's. I'll give you Jesus's. Because he thought Jesus was a product. So they research what is the chemical compound of the leaf. What is this liquid? What comes out of the leaf that makes somebody's headache go? What is this thing that the leaf, the tree has that makes somebody's jaundice? The formula, they look for the formula. Is it CH2? What the compound? I mean, girl, do you remember your science diploma? Where's your cousin? So they sit down and they put the formulas together and they produce a same, they make a same thing that does the same thing like the leaf would do if you were to boil it and drink it. So they come up with a painkiller called paracetamol. So instead of you going to look for the tree and cut it and put it in a pot and pour water and boil it and drink it, you just go to the pharmacy, you go to the drugstore, you say, I'm looking for paracetamol. Pop it, swallow it, pain gone. Maybe it will just damage a little bit of your organs, but you're okay because you are right. Once headache gone, you don't care about the rest. Then at 70, 80 years old, so cancer of the liver. They say, hey, cancer, where is this cancer from? It's from paracetamol that the people have been giving you all the time. it has all kinds of effect. But what I'm saying is that what is in the tree is what these people are after because they make money out of it. For you and I, we have to also locate this same compound upon who? Is it this African man? I don't care whether he's Africa. I don't care what is a man. We are all Africans. We all came from Noah and his people. What I want, it is this thing that is upon this person that will change my life. That's all I want. Whether it's a woman, I don't care. Whether it's a man, I don't care. What I care is that there's something upon this individual that is from God that I'm interested in. And you bear me witness, those of you fancy girls, when a man comes to you and you don't love him and he has money. Should I say it again? I said, Renata, are you listening to me? I said, when a man, somebody wants to hustle you and you don't like he, but you see he got money. Yeah. Then you play along like you like he. You're calling him all kinds of fantastic names. Yes, darling. Yes, honey. Yes, pumpkin. Yeah. But what do you want to eat? Okay, right. No problem. It's okay. Just give me money and I can cook anything you want. It gives you $10,000. You cook a small pot of food with a $10,000. The rest is going into your savings account. You've walked into GBTI. You've got to put the rest on your bank account. Yeah, sausage chew. Yeah, Danny. Then, when he says, "Baby, it's Friday night. I'm feeling cold." They say, "Oh, really? Oh, don't you have a drugstore around your area? I'm sure you're getting a flu." It's an Advil. I said, "No, baby. This one, I need a human blanket." So, "Oh, really? Oh, my. My mother asked me to just do something for her. I'm not sure whether when I'm going to finish. I'm at a wig. I don't want to go away for the dead body to get up and follow me. Baby, can we do it another time? I promise you, baby. I promise you, baby. Believe me, baby. It's me, your sweetheart, talking. I believe me. Yeah. You don't like the man. You are not interested in the man. It's the money you want. We are like that. So I'm saying that if you also are very serious in the Lord, then you must also look for the man or the woman who has a certain supernatural company, a supernatural presence with him, and then get stuck with that person. That's what I'm saying. And then you see how the good things that God has promised us this year, you see how the good things will begin to come. I say, you see how the good things is going to flow from the anointed vessel into your life. Jesus solved many people's problems. There was not a problem that will come to Jesus that he will not solve. Isn't it? If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulder, I know, my brother, that he will carry you. There is no problem too big that God cannot solve it. Why? Because he does it with supernatural ability. So once you connect to this thing, and I said it, and I'm saying it again, that you don't take your television, your flat screen TV, you don't take it, you don't go and high purchase it from course. They said February, right? Wait, February is coming. You start paying in February. Those of you who fell into their tricks, February is just the other day. It's coming. Zero installment or something like that. No interest. Take your television and go to Kingston, where the power station is from GPL, and plug your TV and watch it right there. And when you finish, carry the TV, bring it back home. Anytime you want to watch TV, carry it, take it to Kingston. Look for the security guard and say, "Security guard, please, can you show me anywhere around that I can plug my, so I can watch my TV? Because my TV, there's some sockets and points in the house. I don't like them. I don't think they can give me power. I want the real power. The real thing." That's not how we behave. We believe that the wire that is running in our house and a socket that is right there in the house has enough current to light our flat screen TV. It's enough to make our irons press our clothes. It's enough to make our fridges freeze the juice we've put inside. Why don't you also locate a point? It may not look so attractive. It may be an old point. But once the wires are connected properly in the socket, all you have to do is just plug in. And by saying this, I am telling you that God has anointed men and women of God. God has anointed pastors. God has anointed preachers. He has anointed people. And the people have this presence upon their lives. If you were to connect. Look at me. I'm here because of Bishop Dagwood Mills. I wasn't born like this. I was not born like this. No. I used to watch James Bond. I used to watch videos. Makane. Oh, what do you mean by Makane? What's Makane? I wasn't born like this. One day I met a man. Yeah. So when I was consecrated, then my wife, I don't know who gave her the idea. So when we went to me, she said, "You have to give me an offering." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "It's me take you to the church. Look at how the church has made you." I said, "Girl, shut your mouth. You must give me an offering." Because when you took me to the church, I didn't sit on my buttocks. I did what God wanted me to do. And that's all. So you rather should congratulate me and give me a offering. Oh, what do you think? Let's debate. Let's discuss. Eh? She wants an upgrade. Chicken and egg, which one is important? Which one came first? Is the chicken? Is it the chicken or the egg? Discuss. You want the egg? Where did the egg come from? Where did the chicken come from? So nobody gives an offering. Everybody take your offering. Even if you go to the Supreme Court, you're going to meet the Chief Justice. He said, please judge this case for us. I'm chicken, she's egg. She says she came first. I also came first. Please. He says, no, this case. You take it to CCJ. And then when you go, they will just forget about it. Hallelujah. Please. Please. If you know somebody in power, you will want to connect to the person because you know they can help you. Let me tell you, God has given you the same model in the church. He gives you pastors. He gives you leaders who are anointed. And then he wants you at your own free will to connect. Because you can wear a shirt that is not ironed. That's your choice. Or you can buy an iron and respect that little 2-3 ping hole there right there. And plug the iron. You'll be surprised what will become of the iron. It'll become hot. And then when you touch it, you say, whoo. But this thing, when it's not connected to this thing, you can play with it. You can play. You can even put it on your chest. You'll be okay. If you put it in the socket there, give it 5 minutes and put it on your chest. You see how your life will change forever. You see that there's a certain consumption, there's something flowing through the point. And that's what we are saying, that as I touch you, something flows from. You see, you don't see the generators behind me, but there are powerful generators. Because it is invisible. You have to develop spiritual eyes. And to crown it all, for the first time in my life, I told you, angels have been text messaging me. Yeah. I mean, whether you believe it. Yeah. I can read one of them, don't tell it to you. No, I can't read it to you. It's not for you. You don't understand. But I get text message from Angel Gabriel. If you don't want to connect to me, I don't know who you are. Please, I don't know, find somebody else who does not even have a phone to even get messages. Have you ever met somebody who God Almighty himself has sent a text message to? Have you met anybody like that? That's the thing. I don't know where you've heard something like that before. God speaks to people. We know God generally speaks to people. But the medium by which he speaks, I have never heard anybody say that God sent me a text message. If I say this thing, some people will laugh. I said, the guy is not. I don't think. Yeah, these days, this church thing is getting too much into his head. How do you get text message from God? I said, you are the ignorant one. Yeah. When it started coming, I was wondering, what's this? What in God's name is this? You get a text message, and then at the end of it, Gabriel. I don't have any friend called Gabriel. There's no Gabriel in my life. No. I was Pastor Keith, who was trying to be Gabriel many years ago. But his wings, I think, blew off or something. Oh, Vanetta just clipped the wings. Something happened. I'm saying that God has given you something like that. What do you do? Connect. Sunday mornings, when we start early rain service, I'm going to teach you how do you connect. How to connect. I'll teach you that. God bless you. Stand to your feet tonight. How to connect. How to connect. Yes. Stay connected. Hallelujah. Maybe as you are listening to me right now, you know deep down in your heart that you are not born again. You know deep down in your heart that you are not saved. If you were to die right now,
will you go to heaven or hell? It takes faith. It takes believing in Jesus to go to heaven. You want to pray this prayer with me and say, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the precious blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me and I believe God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe with all my heart that by this prayer, I am saved from hell. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. You are born again. God bless you.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.